Chapter 3. Clumsy boy, my ass, Dylan grumbled to himself, still chewing on Samantha's comment over an hour later. No one had ever called him that. There were a lot of terms he'd gladly own up to, but clumsy wasn't one of them. He penned his signature onto a jersey and handed it back to the boy, grin in place. The kid turned away, and he let his attention go to the source of his annoyance, where she sat behind a table signing autographs like him. Samantha Yates, star of last year's USA team, former Minnesota Gopher standout player and recipient of numerous national hockey awards. The only daughter of a respected youth hockey coach known for developing excellent players. Yeah, he knew all about her. But letting her know that would have given away an advantage. Not that it had made a difference. She'd bested him in the one-on-one, a challenge he'd tossed out on a whim. Damn, his big mouth and short-sighted brain for not thinking that through. He shifted on his seat. He should add his dick to the damning list for loving every second of it, even if he had lost. There was something incredibly hot about a girl as cute as her who could also play that well. Her blonde hair fell in straight strands that framed her round face in a golden glow. Her wide smile spread as she signed a stick, glancing up to talk with two girls. She caught him staring, then winked before she turned her attention back to the chattering fans. The simple action shot a flash of desire straight to his already damned member. Son of a bitch. He definitely wasn't mistaken about the heat he'd seen in her eyes when he'd pulled her close after she'd scored. It was a stark contrast to the innocent, friendly charm she exuded now with her big blue eyes and girl-next-door appeal. Right. She'd been ruthless with him on the ice. His dick hardened at the thought of all that merciless drive wrapped around him in bed, or against a wall. Or, "Will you sign my stick, Mr. Riley?" Dylan buried an inappropriate snort behind his fist and cleared his throat as he scooted forward, guilt burning his skin. This was not the time to be thinking about getting laid. The dark-haired, chubby-cheeked boy who stood on the other side of the table couldn't be more than 10.